Well, as I mentioned last week, we were going to be talking about faith this week also, and if you weren't here last week, don't worry, it doesn't build on last week. You're not out of the loop or anything, and besides, there won't be a quiz of any sort, so you don't have to worry about that. But we're going to be talking about faith a bit more, and the direction I'm going to come from, it comes primarily out of my own response to the discussion of faith, and this could just be me. But often, I find that when faith comes up, I'm just a little, or at least I used to be, not exactly chagrined, but something. I was not, you know, faith is something that we have. I alluded to this last week, but I don't know how many of you follow science, or the, well, for that matter, I don't know how many of you follow physicists, but a while ago, physicists using, I think, the Large Collider in Switzerland finally found a Higgs boson. This means a lot to them. It made them very happy to find it. I'm not entirely sure what it does, but apparently it's good. The thing that's interesting to me is that people who are sort of locate themselves in the hard sciences, perhaps locate themselves as people who are not people of faith, don't look at those physicists who said there was a Higgs boson. Matter of fact, Higgs, that's where it comes from, hypothesized that it would be there quite a while ago. They didn't go, I've never seen it. We've never found one. So, of course, you're just silly. Of course not. They didn't do that. They said, oh, well, we'll find it eventually. We just need to build the right thing to find it. What's the difference between a physicist's faith that the Higgs boson will eventually be found and our faith that God loves us, that God exists? Well, there is one significant difference. It's that our faith has tremendously more long-term evidence than theirs did. Higgs just postulated the boson sometime in the past century. Their ongoing pursuit of this thing was somehow lauded, even though they just expected to find it, and eventually they did. That was good. Our belief in a God who created everything, a God who loves us, a God who has changed us from the inside out, a God who has provided a Holy Spirit within us, that's what is somehow foolish. Seems a little unfair to me. Faith is faith. There's all kinds of definitions of faith. There are the bad ones, as we said last time, where faith is believing what you know isn't true, is a bad definition of faith, because it's not a definition of faith at all. Faith is depending on what we know is. That's what faith is. Faith is depending on what we know is. What we know is reality. Does that mean that we have to have some kind of objective evidence for everything we have faith in? Of course not, because nothing that really matters has objective evidence. The evidence comes from things other than math, other than economic forces. Faith comes from seeing what is over and over and over again. Objective evidence? Possibly not. But then again, you can't really provide objective evidence that somebody's patriotic. I think most of us would admit that patriotism is a good thing. Who are the most patriotic people you will ever find? Spies. Because they want to fit in. They want to be trusted. Are they patriotic? No. True patriotism is not amenable to objective proof, the same way that 2 and 2 is 4. We can count those. Loyalty isn't amenable to objective truth. The people who stab you in the back want to get as close to you as possible, so they appear loyal. Same with love. Same with honor, same with all of these things that really matter, there is no objective measure of them. I can't put my children on a scale or in some kind of a high-tech device to measure how much, or if at all, they love me. So why do I believe they do? Because I see evidence of it over and over and over again. That's how I know Heather loves me. That's how I know God loves me. And that's how we all know these things, because that's the only way to know them. When we want to look at faith, we don't look for an equation. We look at the people who have exercised faith and say, what do we think? The writer of Hebrews has this list of people who lived by faith. And as I said before, I really liked it. Study verse 32, it just builds this momentum of talking about these people of faith. And if we left it there, we stopped sort of at about verse 35 and a half. People who said faith is foolish might have a case. Because in the first bit, what we see are the people who conquered kingdoms, administered justice, gained what was promised, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, escaped the edge of the sword. It goes on and on. And if you only read to verse 35 and a half, you say, well, faith means you always win. Faith means that whatever you want to happen, happens. But when we keep reading, others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers, stoned, they were put to death, they went around in sheepskin, but they still had faith. Faith doesn't always mean getting the answer that we want in the way we want it. But these were still people of faith, because what they longed for were things that we have seen happen. Not all of them. I'm sure there are many physicists who believe strongly that the Higgs boson would be discovered and died before it was. Was their faith futile? Was their belief that this would someday be discovered the mark of a fool? No. It just means they've lived at the wrong time to fit it in. Faith is depending on what we know is, not necessarily depending on what we can see, what we can feel. The people who are in the list in Hebrews 11 may or may not have seen their faith worked out in the ways they expected it to and wanted it to. Some did, but not all. So the ones who didn't, were they fools? No, they weren't. The people who longed for Jesus to come and died before he did were still faith-filled people and faithful people. We strongly believe that God will at some time wrap this up in a way that makes sense. We strongly believe that we have a good God who, for reasons that make sense to him, as I said before, not necessarily to me, trusted us with choice and respected our choice to do dumb things. Someday he's going to fix that. We have faith in that. The fact that we haven't seen it yet doesn't mean that it won't happen. It doesn't mean that it's a vain hope, any more than hoping for a discovery of any kind is a vain hope. And I'm sure there are people there who, out there somewhere, perhaps someone who will listen to this sermon on the internet will say, well, Higgs boson had math behind it. And math is always trustworthy. Except math got turned on its head by Einstein. And math didn't work the way it used to before. And then quantum physics came along and turned everything on its head. Math, I'm not so sure I want to depend everything on math. Arithmetic, perhaps. I'm quite certain that there will never be a time when these two fingers and these two fingers add up to five fingers. That I'm pretty sure about. But after that, I'm not willing to commit myself, not even to long division, which is still some days a bit of a mystery to me. We have faith because we see what is. But we don't see what is in a heartbeat, in a second, in a single interaction. We don't even see it in a single lifetime. We see faith in Scripture. We see faith in church history. We see faith in the rest of history. And we often do see it in our own lives, the lives of those around us. We see that a faith in God is not a vain faith. And even when what we hope for and pray for and to what by all accounts is a good thing doesn't happen, it doesn't mean that our faith is useless. Sometimes it means that our context is too small. Sometimes it means that we don't know what's best. And we frequently don't know what's best. We know what we think is best, and that's what we pray for. And there are some people who say we're just hedging our bets when we say, God, this is what we want, that your will be done. At least it wasn't a Harley. That's all I'll say. We're not hedging our bets. What we're saying is that God, as we look at this situation, this is what we think is best. And on the basis of our experience with you, our family's experience with you, the church we go to, that church's experience of you, and all of church history, and all of Scripture, on the basis of all of those things, we know you answer prayer, and this is what we think would be best, but we're not you. This is what we want, but what we really, really want is what you know is best. And sometimes, that's quite different than what we pray for. Does that mean our faith is hopeless? Useless? Does it mean we give it up? No, it doesn't. Because faith is something that builds over time. The first time Heather said, I love you to me, I believed her. But I probably could have been talked out of it later, if that was the only time I ever heard it. If that was the last interaction we had, I would believe it. But I'm not so sure I couldn't be convinced otherwise, or I don't know how much I believe. Now, Heather and I, we can go days at a time without saying I love you to each other. I hope that doesn't bother anyone. It may not come up. Well, I could be in another country sometimes, and maybe it comes up on a phone call or not. Does that mean that I suddenly start thinking, I wonder if she loves me? She hasn't said I love you recently. But I look at the life that we've had together, and I see the ongoing evidence of that love all the time. Not perfectly. There have been times we haven't loved each other. There have been times we've frustrated each other and we've been angry with each other, because that's what being human is. But on balance, not even a question. I don't have to have an objective measure of Heather's love for me, because I don't need one. And she doesn't need one from mine. You don't need one from your family members and those people that you care about and care for you. And if somebody came to you and said, well, that's not really love because we can't measure it, you just laugh at them. And you should, because that's a foolish thing to say. And so when people tell you that you don't have an objective measure of faith, you don't have an objective measure of God, that you shouldn't believe in God, well, maybe you shouldn't laugh at them, but you might want to at least discount that. Because we don't need that. A single interaction with God, perhaps, is enough, because God is different than human beings, that a single interaction with God might be enough to convince us forever. But most of us haven't had a single interaction. We've had many. When we read Scripture, we see the interactions of many other people putting their faith in God and having that faith obviously been placed in a good place, where it should be. Faith is depending on what we know is. The fact that we can't measure what is, the fact that we don't have an equation, the fact that we don't have a pithy little description of what is, doesn't mean that it isn't. often just means it's too big for that, or it can't be measured. I sometimes think we can't tell ourselves this enough. Everything that matters, the stuff that makes life worth living, is not measurable. Faith, love, courage, loyalty, compassion. We can't measure any of these things. So why do we single out faith as one that we should ignore because we can't measure it? That's just silly. When we depend on what we know is, it doesn't mean that our life will be free of difficulty. It doesn't mean that we'll get whatever we want whenever we want it. But what it means is that we know where our dependence should be and can be in a God who loves us, a God who is fundamentally good. Even when we don't understand how this works into goodness, we know God is always good. Faith doesn't have a simplistic description. But if I had to pick something, it would be that. Faith is depending on what we know is. Faith is depending on what we know. Not what we've measured. Not what we've weighed. Not what we've taken a picture of. But what we know is. Does this mean that everything we have faith in is equal to God? Of course not. But our faith in God is not the faith of foolish people. We see our own lives, the lives of those around us, hundreds, thousands of years of history demonstrate that faith in God is very much depending on what is. Amen.